This is WABF, and it's time now for the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review with Dr. Lou Campomenosi of the Common Sense Campaign, an adjunct professor of political science at Spring Hill College. This program is brought to you by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations in Daphne on 98 and in Malbus on 181 with a state-of-the-art car wash. And good morning, Dr. Lou.
Well, hello once again there, Laura. You're looking mighty tan today. Were you out in the sun this weekend?
Nice weekend at the pool.
Nice weekend, yes. No question about it. But listen, for all you political junkies out there, we are 8 days away from the runoff election. Okay?
Yes.
So it's time to get your chin strap buckled up and start thinking carefully about who you are going to vote for in the upcoming runoff. I will offer some recommendations next Monday, the day before the election on the 20th. But until then, you'll have to wait until see what Common Sense is doing.
So okay? you've got pages and pages of notes, handwritten, spread out in front of you.
Yes.
So what's on the agenda today?
Lori wants to know what I'm going to talk about. I might say something, I may not, Lori. I mean, give me a chance. I've got it all out here. Okay, all right, to answer Lori's question, here's what we're going to do. I want to talk a little bit about the runoff, okay, and who's involved with the runoff. That's particularly important in the Senate the Senate candidates. And guess what? Trump endorsed Katie Britt. Now, I wanted to kind of take this for a minute and look at it and figure out why would he do something so stupid? I just don't get that.
Now, she was Jeff Sessions' assistant, and then...
No. She was Shelby's assistant.
Oh, I've got that backwards. Okay.
Yes, you did have that fundamentally backwards there, Miss Laurie. So, I mean...
Set us straight.
Yeah, I'm going to try to set everybody straight on that one, okay? Then I'd like to be able to talk some about some of the points about the January 6th Kangaroo Court Committee that was on for, 2 hours, and every major network covered it except for Fox, which put it on their business network, which at least they had the sense to do something like that. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Kangaroo Court, folks, that's exactly what this was, okay? Next, let's take a look at the school shooting and what's going on with that, and then I'd like to revisit the inflation business. In fact, I'm going to revisit the inflation first and then look at the school shooting questions that have come up and what this bipartisan Senate panel is trying to push through, okay? I do think that if I have some time, I'd like to just touch on what's going on with this intimidation by the Democrats of the Supreme Court. Now, we just had an assassination attempt on Kavanaugh last week. And then Pelosi's asked a question, why aren't you passing the Senate bill that protects them better and that Schumer and Warren, all support? And she basically said, well, there's no problem this weekend. Everything will be fine. What they want is lots of pressure put on the Supreme Court not to go down the path of getting rid of Roe versus Wade, which is the abortion issue. So there, Lori, there's the answer to your question, what's coming down the pipe here.
Okay? We are waiting with bated breath, and I'll remind folks, if you have to tune out, you can't listen to the whole show, you can listen to it later on our website, WABF1480.com.
Okay, so let's look at the Trumpster, okay? Now, you know as well as I do that I've been a Trump supporter on policy issues since I've been doing this show. I mean, there's no question that his policies were right for the country for a whole lot of reasons, okay? Reasons which you can see every day at the gas pump, at the grocery store, on the border, you name it, it's a lot different and it ain't good, okay? Now, if you happen to think that it's good, why don't you just pack your trash and go to wherever? Okay, pack it and leave. That's what we need to have happen. But just to be fair now, in case you kind of have been asleep at the switch and you're not seeing high gas prices and inflation on everything else, and you like what's going on at the border because you haven't been paying attention, clue in, please. Take a close look and then vote against these Democrats. It's that simple. Okay, But back to the Trumpster. What in the world was he thinking about? He's Mr. MAGA, okay? Mr. MAGA. Go after the Chinese. Go after the Iranians. You know, do what you have to do with tariffs. You know, shut down, you know, all sorts of, you know, loopholes on the border and make the border secure, build the wall, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there's Trump. How does he think people are going to react to endorsing Katie Britt, who is the exact opposite of a MAGA candidate? And you say, oh, come on, Dr. Lou, she's conservative. BS. She's not conservative. All she's doing is mouthing conservative things to get elected. And the reason that that's a true statement is just follow the money. Who is giving her money? Okay? Are there MAGA people giving her money? Absolutely not. Mitch McConnell is giving her money. You know? Last time I looked, he wasn't a MAGA guy. Last time I looked, the Chamber of Commerce wasn't in favor of closing the border because they want cheap labor. Okay? And that cheap labor does nothing more than undermine the American workers' ability to do what? To get good jobs at good paying prices. That's the reality of it. So why is Trump doing this? Look, the short answer, I'm not going to spend this whole show on this, but the short answer is that he and Mo Brooks had a major difference of opinion over the fact that Mo refused to do anything that was unconstitutional in terms of trying to bring about rescinding the 2020 election. Now, we all know it was stolen. I got that. And the fraud that we have all seen past 2020, that has been so much evidence of it, it's incontrovertible anymore. But the fact is, at this point, you know, the hay is in the barn on 2020. It's over. There's nothing that anyone can do about it. January 6th was the last time that anything could have theoretically done anything about it. And you saw what happened on January 6th. If you remember, Ted Cruz was on TV talking about holding off on finalizing the election until after an opportunity could be made, but in terms of looking into these allegations that were out there, you know? And then, of course, that all got shot down because of what took place on January 6th, you know? So we'll never know anything more than what we knew at that time as far as what could have been done. And even Cruz's proposition to hold a commission prior to, you know, prior to January 20th, I mean, that may not even been able to fly, but it was never tested. It was a good idea, never tested. All right, so here we are then. If that's the real reason, and I have no reason to doubt that that was the reason that Trump and Brooks fell apart, then it seems to me that the Trumpster should have looked more carefully at, if he's going to endorse anyone, endorse Mo Brooks. I think in the end, the conservative base out here is going to be mad as hell at Trump. It's going to be a backlash on him and Britt. And Mo Brooks' strategy at this point is to develop the grassroots and fight it hard and carry the day. The Common Sense Campaign endorsed Mo back in January. We're still with him, and we're doing everything we can to mobilize the grassroots. And I said this in an email to our folks. We defeated Ivy 75-25 on Amendment 1, which was her attempt to take away your right to vote for your state board of education member. You may not remember that, but we put Jim Ziegler on the radio all over the state, and we kicked you know what. You don't think we can do that again? I mean, the stakes are even higher here, because as Mo has pointed out, you know, the Senate is a key place where legislation can pass or it can die, and bad legislation needs to die. And that's one of the things that he pointed out, that Jeff Sessions was able to kill the terrible amnesty bill several years ago by using the rules to keep it from getting a vote. Katie Britt would never do something like that. Not going to fight for the conservative values that are necessary, because she's bought and paid for by the establishment, and that's where we are, and that's why we need to defeat her. And I sure hope that those who are listening to this will keep that in mind on June 21st, 2022, and just send her back home where she belongs. Okay? She doesn't need to go to Washington to be another tool of the establishment. Just as when she was down here as the CEO of the Business Council of Alabama, you know, supporting the gas tax, wanting that, you know, oh, we have to do it. You know, getting all sorts of accolades from the Democrats, whether it's Parker Griffith or the former Democratic, you know, honcho, Perry. She's awesome. She's super. You know, she has to say things to get elected in the Republican primary. That's what's going on, folks. They want her. They crossed over from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party to vote. Now, here again, that's another separate issue that we can talk about. But a closed primary is the only way that we can ensure that truly conservative Republicans are going to get in. Let me close on this little note. There is an issue that has now come up because of all of the support that Shelby gave. And of course, remember, she was Shelby's chief of staff. They went through and did so much damage to the Republican Party in 2017 when they came out for Shelby's great plan. Don't vote for Judge Moore, just write in anyone else. That resulted in 23,000 write-ins. Doug Jones won by 21,000 votes. So there's the margin of difference. She's responsible for that. Now here you have a Republican who was on the ballot in Mobile. They took him off the ballot because they discovered all sorts of support for Democrats by this one individual. Seems to me, if that is going to be the standard, that this Republican Party and their steering committee should remove her. Now, do you think for a second that that's going to happen? You bet you're boompy it's not going to happen. It should, but it won't. Be that as it may, we have it in our control. Go out and vote for Mo Brooks and vote against the establishment Democrat candidate Katie Britt. It's that simple. That simple. Okay. You know, all of these things that are going on today, you know, center on a willingness by the Democrats to use political power in ways that we haven't really seen ever in the history of this country. And the January 6th committee is probably one of the best examples of that. And I would suggest that, you know, my characterization of it as a kangaroo court is exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. It's a show trial. And it's a show trial on national TV in prime time. Now think for a second. How does something like that happen? Unless all of these TV, you know, places are in cahoots with them. And you scratch your head and say, gee, Lou, you could be right. You're damn right I'm right. This is part of this wokeness that has infected the media, whether it's the TV or the print journalists. It's all about wokeness. So what are the characteristics of wokeness? A willing to weaponize information, a willingness to cross barriers. Here's a barrier they crossed with this January 6th committee. Never in the history of the U.S. House of Representatives has the minority leader not been allowed to appoint his or her people to various committees. And you're saying, I didn't know that. A lot of people didn't know it until people like Jim Jordan and all the rest of them started saying, wait a second, how can Nancy Pelosi not allow McCarthy, the Senate minority leader, the House minority leader, to not appoint people he wants to that committee, Jim Jordan being one of them? Oh no, Nancy Pelosi squelched that. And so who does she put on the committee as Republicans? Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. Republicans got two people on there. So immediately, one can raise this question of how legitimate is this committee to begin with? Well, based on the history of the House of Representatives, it sure doesn't meet any standard there. So then the next question is, well, if it's not legitimate, what happens to all of their conclusions? Well, I guess that's one of these things that's going to end up having to be adjudicated down the road. And I suppose you could say that adjudication will come about when the Republicans take back the House and the Senate and actually do a real investigation. Like, one of the questions that is burning the place up is, how is it that Trump offered National Guardsmen 3 days before January 6th? Because the fear was, you know, could be a problem. They certainly had a big problem when he was inaugurated, and they let all sorts of rioting go on in Washington, D.C. And while we're talking about rioting, Jim Jordan made a good point. You talk about all of this bad stuff that happened, you know, on January 6th. Compare that to what really took place in the summer of 2020. Rioters, looters, people killed, billions of dollars in destruction. Now you compare what happened in the summer of 2020, which the Democrats looked at and didn't say anything about because they wanted it to happen. Okay? The whole George Floyd summer of rage BS. Now you think about that, and then you think about Buffalo Man sitting on Nancy Pelosi's chair in the House or wherever the hell he was. That's the difference. And yes, somebody did get killed. It was an innocent bystander who happened to be an Air Force veteran who got shot for no damn reason. Okay? So let's keep that in mind, excuse me, as you look at what went on. And I do think that it's an important, you know, distinction in terms of what the Democrats were willing to go along with during the summer of 20. They wanted it to burn. It's burn, baby, burn. It's all the 60s crap all over again. Burn, baby, burn. But oh no. You know, so Pelosi says no to Trump's offer for extra guardsmen. Now, isn't it interesting, and Jordan made this point on one of the TV talk shows this Sunday, how is it that Benny Thompson, who was the chair of the so-called January 6th committee, has basically said that Pelosi is off limits. She's out of bounds. We're not talking to her at all. And yet, she's the one that said no to the National Guard's extra security. What did Pelosi's office say to the Capitol Police? Why was the Capitol Police so undermanned? Why were they caught off guard when everyone else was talking about the possibility we're going to have 1 million people there? And this million of people wasn't going there. I mean, Common Sense sent a bus up there. Pete Ream led our group up there. We wanted to protest what happened in November of 2020 with the stolen election. That's what we went there for. That's what most people went there for. But you know what? You also had a group of idiots. I get that. Proud Boys and all that. I want to use a bad word, but Laurie's sitting right here. I can't do it now.
Thank you.
All right, so the Proud Boys and other idiots on the right want to stir trouble. Okay, fine. But you know who really wanted to do bad stuff? BLM and Antifa. And they snuck in, they got involved with it, and they did their thing. And then, of course, you had some of these FBI informants who were FBI agents infiltrating in there, and you've got documented evidence of these people inciting people to do something. So guess what, folks? The kangaroo court is not going to get any real answers. When the Republicans take charge again, Jordan has promised that that's going to be one of the key things that they want to do. They also want to kind of get to the heart of, well, what happened with COVID? I mean, no, they're not. They don't want to find out about COVID. They don't want to talk about Fauci's, idiocy. his on again, off again with masks, on again, off again with this, that, and the other. All of this needs to be looked at, but it needs to be looked at from a historical perspective that has always existed, where you have the two-party system, talking about the issues, bringing in people to testify under oath, having people on both sides question these people, none of which has happened with this committee. So I'm going to leave it at that, but I do think that you really need to kind of put this into perspective, because guess what? Who gives two hoots about the January 6th committee? Particularly as I've characterized it as nothing more than a kangaroo court. You shouldn't care about it. But what you should care about is everything that the Democrats don't want to take a look at, like inflation. Why is it happening? Let's just start with energy, and this is my next topic. Let's get right to it. Why do we have high gas prices? Is it because Putin started the war? Let's take a look at that. Let's just go back over the inflation period that we've seen, okay? January of 2021, inflation at 1.4%. March of 21, 2.6%. July 21, 5.4%. Starting to get a little bit higher there. Okay, did you remember seeing your gas prices go up that summer? You bet your boompa you did, okay? November of 21, 6.8. Oops. Ooh, Houston, we got a problem. Got a problem. Because now they're talking about 40-year highs in inflation. Now keep this in mind. This is November of 21. What's Putin doing? He's putting troops around Ukraine. Okay? Still, inflation's at 6.8%. No war. Can't blame Putin yet. Can't blame Putin the whole damn year. Okay? But by March of 22, we're now at 7.9%, and Putin has launched the war in February, I think at the 22nd or whatever the hell the date was. Doesn't matter. Inflation was already high is the point, okay? This crap that Biden spits out there and the media goes along with it, that this is Putin's inflation. BS. Don't fall for it, because it's not true. It's not true at all. Well, let's run the reel back to January of 2021 when it was 1.4%. What's the first thing that Biden does? He cuts the Keystone pipeline off. Now, the pipeline is not piping oil at the time, okay? I understand that. But guess what that does, along with other severe restrictions on getting permits to drill and leases? What you're doing is you're sending a message to the oil and gas industry. It's over, baby. And go back to what Biden said during the campaign. We are going to destroy the oil and gas industry. Now you're thinking to yourself, what is wrong with this guy? Why would he want to do that? And there's the $64,000 question, folks. There it... God, I want to say a bad word. I am so tempted. That could be sayonara for me if I ever do that.
Take a deep breath.
Okay, so why would Biden, expletive deleted, do that? And the only reasonable answer is because he is in the arms and he's controlled by the climate change, expletive deleted again, idiots. I mean, that's where we are, people. These people are controlling him because they believe that climate change is the most pressing issue we have. All right. I think last week I mentioned Bjorn Lomborg. He is a climate change skeptic. He's also a scientist. He's got a brain. He uses the brain and comes up with a different interpretation of what the hell's going on. So why is it that we are being driven into an inflationary period on the basis of a non-scientific approach to the climate? Okay? So, let me roll it back just a little bit. Okay? It's January of 21. Inflation's at 1.4%. I'm surprised he hasn't blamed it on Trump, but he blames everything else on Trump. But the point is, notice, January of 21, it's 1.4%. It ain't Putin's fault, okay? It's all about the policies that these people have adopted. Now, the big question is, will Biden have enough sense to perhaps pivot? They love that word, pivot. To a different approach. Like, go back to Trump's, you know, drill baby drill. You think they're going to do that? What do you think, Lori?
No.
Exactly.
I don't understand why, unless this is an intentional sabotage.
Well, of course
of
it's
country.
Intentional. They believe that the climate change agenda is the most critical thing, that, you know, the sky is falling. You know? And so they are going to do everything they want. There's another side to this too. And it is an anti-capitalist approach, and it has to do with the whole idea of, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, the Marxist Revolution, and that we've got to punish the United States for all of the wrongs it did. Following capitalism, all of the problems associated with the pre-civil rights movement, you know, reforms that have taken place. We've got to pay for all of that. That's what the whole business of 1619, okay? That's what wokeness is all about. That's what CRT is all about, critical race theory. All of us with a little pale faces out here, we're all racist. It doesn't matter what your record is in terms of working for civil rights, doing what you can do, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. And all I can say is, it does matter. And by God, I'm going to say it matters. And there are a lot of black conservatives who do not accept the CRT approach, do not accept BLM. And of course, what happens to them? Oh, you're an Uncle Tom. That's the BS factor that's going on here within the black community. Those who dare say anything along the lines of a conservative nature. That's why it has to be fought, along with the whole reason, the other big reason is that they're wrong and we're right. So it just really depends on, you know, whether or not you want to save this country or not. So, well, I see that I'm into my overtime already, and Lori has always been so kind with this, so I'm not going to press her too far with this. But I do think that some of these points that I've already made to you, you know, about this inflation in general are there, and you see it already. You don't need me to tell you, but when you see gas at 48% higher than it was, you know, just last year, when you see oil at 100%, when you see groceries up, I think, 12%, when you see various things that you have to buy to live, and you see the problems with the supply chains, and you see Buttigieg sitting on his behind, trying, instead of getting that whole business in Los Angeles and the supply logistical tail working again. They hate this country. They hate us who are white, and they want to do harm, and they're doing harm. I mean, this is their idea of punishing us for the sins of the past. It's done intentionally, and it's going to continue until enough of us wake up and stop it. So you're going to have an opportunity November to send these idiots back home.
And next week, June 21st.
And next week is, you know, an opportunity to put Mo Brooks in power in the Senate. And that's what we have to do. If you don't have good people up there like Mo, then this kind of crap is going to go on and on and on. And it's going to end up in the streets, because enough people know what's going on. This is not in any way a majority of this country that wants what Biden and them are doing. In fact, there's not even a majority within the people who elected Biden who wanted this. There was no big, you know, swell of support for all of this, aside from the fact that the election was stolen. You're talking about illegitimacy squared here. And that's a major issue. So on that happy note, God, I hate to end on a bad note, but you know what? It is what it is, folks. And we better wake up, go to the polls, and work for those people who are conservative. And in this particular case, in the Senate race here, it's Mo Brooks, and that's it. End of story. So, Lori, look at this. The time just flies, as always.
Yes, it does.
Thank you for indulging me.
Certainly.
One of these days you're going to let me use a really bad word. When that happens.
You've been there and done that.
Been there and done that. All right. All right, folks. Y'all take care. Think about June 21st. Get ready to go out and vote. Got to do it.
And
okay.
You'll be here Monday the 20th to remind us all.
I may have a special guest here.
Okay.
Could be good. All right, y'all. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review with Dr. Lou Campominosi of the Common Sense Campaign and adjunct professor of political science at Spring Hill College. This program is paid for by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations on 98 in Daphne and in Malbus on 181 with a state-of-the-art car wash. The opinions and views of this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. If you missed part of the show and you would like to hear it later, you can listen to it at WABF1480.com.